What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren.
You lubed up and ready, bud?
Every morning.
Good to see you guys this morning. Good to be part of your morning. We are the MRL Morning Show.
Yes, my name is Roy.
Hi, my name is Maney.
And I'm Loren.
We're doing that because we've signed on in a new city. I'm just kidding.
Yes, Bessemer City. Hello. Oh, man. How is everybody's Tuesday?
Well.
Yeah, good.
Well,
good Tuesday.
Know, it's started wishy-washy, but so far so good.
Now, I don't know what's going on, Roy, but
today?
Today's Wednesday.
Okay. You said it started good, and you asked about yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just confused.
We're all off.
I thought maybe I missed something.
No, but I wanted to ask you, Loren. I feel like there's something going on in your little universe because normally you come in the morning, you put your bag down, but you walked right to the small studio. You stomped right to the small studio.
I didn't stomp.
And so we were sitting here, we're like, all right, who made her upset? I didn't have any communication with her, so I immediately thought Maney said something wrong.
No, I didn't even talk to any of you this morning.
I know.
That's
the point.
That's the scary thing.
Everything okay?
Yeah,
all right.
Just busy.
All right, good. I didn't know if maybe you were offended because Roy just called it the MR show the other day.
No.
Yeah, I screw up everything. I doubt that would be on the top of the list.
She's leaning on that.
Yeah. All right, so when I saw you with that doll in there that you kept stabbing with a pin, that wasn't us?
It was a pin, yes.
Okay.
Not a pen.
Yeah.
Putting a pin in a doll, what's that called?
Voodoo.
A voodoo,
voodoo
doll?
Voodoo. Yeah. That's right, voodoo.
I didn't have a voodoo doll.
I ripped my shorts yesterday.
Oh, I can make you a new pair out of jeans if you have them.
And I was really upset about the way they ripped. They didn't rip, like, in a normal area. They didn't, like, rip at a seam. They ripped in the middle of the clothing at the pocket. And I was like, is my left thigh so fat that it can rip the left side of the pants near the pocket?
Rip the outside of it?
Right, the outside of it. It wasn't, like, in a, like a seam.
Mm.
Like, the cloth split apart.
Yeah, like the Hulk.
Yeah. Like, what's going on with the left side of my body? Was that part getting bigger? And I don't know about it. Like, I was, like, looking in the mirror, looking at my thighs, examining them yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Well, are you still going to the gym every once in a while?
Every once in a while.
You know, on your regular schedule, every once in a while.
I've been a little busy lately.
You know, when you drive past it and you need to use a restroom, do you ever go to the gym?
Hey, sometimes. Well, we've been traveling so much, I pretty much had to take like a month off from the gym.
Right.
But no, I'm about to get back into the whole fitness thing.
Yeah.
It's hard when you travel.
It is, man. And then you make bad decisions.
And I make bad decisions every day.
Yeah.
Food wise.
Well, and real wise.
In real life.
In real life.
I never make speaking of bad decisions, how are you guys on making the right decision at the checkout at like the supermarket, at like the Teeter or Publix? Like, ooh. I never go behind the right person. I'm always switching lanes.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to try to figure out how many. Like, okay, well, this person only has 7 items, so I'm going to get behind them. But then they have 12 coupons, and it doesn't even make sense. You're like, how do you have 12 coupons and you have 7 items?
Yeah.
I rarely have to wait in a line.
Go to the self-checkout.
And they want to write a check. Who writes a check?
Oh, who does write a check?
Takes forever because the clerk's like, I've never seen one of these before.
Yeah, Roy, I wonder if maybe out in the suburbs.
And maybe it's busier for you guys.
Yeah.
Because, well, I also go like at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a bit lighter.
Yeah, I'm usually there at 4.
Oh, yeah, you're getting in a busy time. But no, I never really wait in a line. It's never an issue. Although I've, the whole difference between Publix and Harris Teeter, Publix take the groceries to your car. I do love when I go to Harris Teeter, they grab the stuff from your shopping cart. You don't have to put it on the belt. You know what I mean? Like, if you go to Publix, you got to put everything on the conveyor belt. Or if you go to Wally World.
Gotcha.
But at Harris Teeter, they just reach right in, man.
I guess I never thought of that. Now, go back to what Loren said, because, Loren, you said you when you're trying to find out who is the quickest checkout line, what the quickest checkout line is, you look at the people and what they have in their carts.
Yes.
I take it a step further.
What do you do?
Do they have kids?
No. I'm off the customer, and then I go to the employee. How quickly is the person checking people out?
Yeah.
How is his or her day going? Right. Is she aloof? Is he aloof?
Are they too chatty? Because if they're too chatty, they're going slower.
Exactly.
I need someone getting down with business.
I want to hear, hold on, let me see. I want to hear this when I'm at the teeter. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear this. You know what that is? That's how quick they are scanning the items.
Oh, I thought that was my heart rate.
I hate hearing this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is such a great product. I need to buy this for myself.
Oh, yeah. That's
wow.
Annoying.
Yeah, this is heavy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my sister bought one of these.
Have you ever been in line, too, and you're like, you're buying a vegetable and they don't know what it is? They're like, is this a cucumber or is it a zucchini? And I'm like,
yeah, to punch it into their computer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or how
they
about
have to put a code in, weigh it, and it's a whole thing.
What's in the bag? Do I have to say,
what does it look like?
Four donuts. Okay,
it's four apples.
Oh, do you have a family of four?
No, these
just take out two.
They all look good.
All right, we're gonna update you on a extraterrestrial invasion that we're going. Invasion is happening.
That is so dramatic.
An extraterrestrial invasion, Loren, is happening.
Now, hang on. Are you sure? Because last time we went on this big conspiracy hunt, we found out it was just those Chinese lanterns.
A new UFO has been spotted. We'll tell you where and what they describe as what they describe seeing. And Roy's going to tell you how great the video is that we've witnessed. And it's all coming up in 3 minutes.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So this video was taken on May 29th, but it only has just surfaced, Loren and Roy. A man by the name Jason Swing took video in Mooresville over Lake Norman of a long, slender object hovering for more than 2 minutes over Lake Norman. He called the object a spacecraft in his video. It had been raining all morning. Rain finally stopped, so we went to pick up a boat from Lake Norman, he said. Mm-hmm. When I came around the corner, I saw this thing just hovering very still and very close. His video went unnoticed for weeks but gained attention last week after two famous British tabloids, including the Daily Star, picked up on the video.
Well, it went unnoticed because if you see the video, you can barely see the dang thing.
Where is the video?
Oh, it's all over if you just type in, like, Jason Swing, or
it reminded me of the
we'll
Blair
post
Witch
it at
Project.
Kiss 95.1. Yeah, it does.
Blair Witch Project. Everything's moving around fast. You can't see anything.
More than a few commenters raised suspicions over why the video was so shaky. One asking, "Did you film this while jumping on a pogo stick?"
Yeah, and he had it obnoxiously zoomed in, which means every little movement he did was then amplified. But and then the other thing that's a little interesting about the video, like at the very end, he abruptly says, "I have to go."
Right.
And I'm like, what happened?
It looks exactly like a blimp, you guys.
Yeah. Well, blimps are a bit fatter. I don't know about that.
Right after a rainstorm, though?
Yeah, blimps are.
And they fly.
This thing is like it looked like a shelf in the sky. It was just like a flat rectangular.
Oh, so you're buying into the conspiracy?
Oh, no, it's probably a drone.
I think it was much bigger than a drone.
I'm trying to find this video, and like the precursor to the video, it doesn't even, it's like all these other UFOs.
Yeah, people like to take videos and then have their own reports on top of the videos. I don't know, maybe it's like a military drone.
That's true. We have a lot of military bases.
Yeah.
Fort Bragg.
Maybe military was testing some stuff above Lake Norman.
You're right, this is very Blair Witchy.
You're going to get sick watching it.
Seriously.
It's so shaky.
We'll post it at kiss95.1.com, but watch at your own discretion.
I love to believe in the idea of UFOs. Like, I really, and I think it's pretty egotistical for us to think that we're the only human, like, we are the only miracle that's ever existed in all of the universe.
Right.
But I also have to be pretty rational and say that if we were visiting another country, excuse me, if we were visiting another world,
right,
another planet.
Good correction, dude.
we would go to the area with the most lights and population.
Right. Not Farmer John's backyard.
We'd be going to Lake Norman.
Would you, though?
Yes. If I'm traveling millions of light years to go to a planet, I sure as hell am going to Times Square.
But wouldn't you want to make sure... Like, I would go to a less populated area to make sure that I was safe there before I went to the more populated areas.
Really?
Yeah. And it does look like a blimp, by the way.
Well, Loren, Roy and I will space travel way different than you will.
Okay. Right, because I'm going to be like, I at least need a Marriott 4 stars wherever the heck I'm going.
I think in the movie Independence Day told us best what's going on with extraterrestrials.
Take my word for it. There's no Area 51. There's no recovered spaceship.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. President.
That's not entirely accurate.
Again, why is everything you record sound like it was from 1920?
It was. That was like, an old movie.
Man.
It probably came off of VHS.
You need to go get the digital copies of those audio files. It sounds like you grabbed a tape recorder for like a cassette tape recorder, hit record next to your speaker.
Is that what you did?
No.
Oh.
He got it from a VHS. It's just bad audio.
It probably came from a VHS. I don't remember when I put that in. Did you not? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
Or were you just taken
just
back by this?
About it.
Oh. Well, I thought maybe you were complaining about it because you didn't hear what they said.
No, I heard what they said. Mm. Mr. President, it's not entirely true.
Right. There is an Area 51.
Right. Right.
Good. We'll take a break and be back in a minute.
One more up.
Remember we talked about this a while ago about writing a bad review on like Yelp or Travel Advisor. Mm-hmm. And we actually, Loren mentioned a restaurant that she wasn't happy with, and the restaurant manager actually called in.
Yeah.
And invited you.
Invited you back.
I still haven't been back, by the way.
My gosh.
We've just been so busy. I will try it again, though.
Okay. Well, there's a new complaint that's gone viral. It's a really bizarre travel TripAdvisor review. Someone complains that the sand on the beach is too wet when the water crashes on it.
Come on.
Really?
The sand at Perenpoth Beach, I guess, I don't even know where that is simply too damp. They go on to say that the wet sand makes building sandcastles tough for her children, and the beach was far too busy for hiking, and way too many people were there, so she didn't like it at all.
Well, it's a beach. A lot of people go to beaches.
Yeah.
Now, even though she writes a TripAdvisor review about how the water is making the sand wet.
Right, which is what happens.
That's what happens at every single beach.
Yeah.
She might not even know how TripAdvisor works because she goes on to give it 3 stars out of 5.
Okay.
Well, she liked everything except for how wet the sand was.
Yeah.
The complaint continues. There are far too few parking spots. We were just lucky to find a space.
I get you with that. Beaches are hard to park at.
Are they?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so I'm looking at the beach. And it looks like the water comes in so far that when the water does recede, it's all really packed sand. So I could see where that would be hard to make a sandcastle. But at the end of the day, like, there's other things to do on the beach.
The water was way too wet. When my kids went into the water, their bathing suits got wet. Where is that beach? Is it in the UK?
It looks rocky.
I think it's in the UK. Yeah.
It looks rocky. It doesn't look like America.
Quarry, maybe?
I mean, I just absolutely love that.
Yeah. I'm upset because
England, the
beach made my sand wet.
Okay. When the water crashes on the beach, it makes the sand wet.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. Somebody surprise her and give her the rules on what happens when something gets wet.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So yesterday we told you that police were hot on the trail of the man who dealt Demi Lovato some laced drugs, and that's what she happened to overdose on. Now, there's more information coming out about the man, and he was busted back in March of this year with not only drugs, but semi-automatic weapons, handguns, and $10,000in his pocket. So he was arrested then. He was charged with a DUI and possession of cocaine. There was a ton of other things. And now, of course, they're hot on his trail. He hasn't been charged yet. Sources do say, though, that he was romantically involved with Demi. But they're also denying that he dealt her the drugs. So this is all over the place, people.
Wow.
Kelly Clarkson, she didn't know that Christina Aguilera was had helped co-write Miss Independent. And she was on Watch What Happens Live and said she didn't even notice until her album came out and she saw the credit.
Nah.
She, I guess the producers and writers started it with her, but then it wasn't finished. So I ended up writing the rest of it and finishing it without her even knowing she was on it.
Right. And, Did you ever hear from her about the song?
No. I swear to God, I got my album booklet and I was like, oh my God, my first album. And I was like, why is Christina Aguilera on it?
Huh. The things you know or don't know.
That does sound like a Christina Aguilera song.
It does kind of, yeah. So Lindsay Lohan, she's putting things out into the universe. She sent a screenshot on social media saying that she wanted to do a live action version of The Little Mermaid, and she wants to be Ariel, but only if Meryl Streep is involved.
A redhead, that's crazy.
I'm assuming she wants her to play the Sea Witch. And she's saying it's not out yet. There's nobody working on it. But if I'm just putting it out there in case anyone wants to cast me.
Wow, the live action's the thing now, man. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Roy, following on the heels of Lindsay Lohan, why don't you put yourself out there for a role in case anybody's listening?
Okay, if anyone wants to do a live action, what's a cartoon nobody really knows about?
Gumby.
If anybody wants to do a live action of Gumby, I'll be the Gumby.
Great.
I'll play Pokey, the horse friend.
Let me know.
Perfect.
Let me know.
Beyonce, she gets very real in her Vogue video. She is on the cover of the September issue of Vogue, and they did a whole behind-the-scenes video for her photo shoot. All the kids were on hand, by the way, which we hardly ever get to see, Sir and Remy, but they were both there, and so was Blue Ivy. So if you want to see the video, we'll have it up for you at kiss951.com.
Thanks, Lauren. Yesterday, around 6:35, we played for you the audio of the two surfer dudes at an L.A. County City Council meeting. And they're back with new audio. And upon further research, this is something these guys do quite often.
Hmm.
All right, we'll wait to hear the newest 2 minutes of these two guys complaining about the most ridiculous things. Coming up, don't go anywhere, Dad.
Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
So yesterday on the show, around this time, we introduced you to the people that kind of crashed a L.A. County Council meeting. And evidently, they do this quite a bit.
Yeah, they're two comedians, JT and Chad Kroger, which is his made-up name. But, Lauren, like, upon further research, A, there's a new video that has been posted within the last, like, month.
Yeah.
And B, they were also featured on Fox News as, like, you know, goofy guests.
Goofy correspondents.
Right. But they have a new complaint about the budget in L.A. Here they are, our new favorite guys, the surfer dudes, or as they're known as, the Party Brothers.
Hmm. Oh, what up, council? My name is Chad Kroger. I'm here to speak on the newly approved budget. I used to think finance was whack, but then I became treasurer of my frat and learned that a solid budge and good times go hand in hand.
Budge.
I went over your new budge with a fine-tooth brush, and it's pretty fire, but I believe you guys missed some stuff. One, we need citywide Wi-Fi. Data usage has strained the relation with my parents. Two, more public places to work out. Doesn't have to be a squat rack or anything, just more bars. New York has this thing called scaffolding for pull-ups. It's pretty tight. Three, an anti-carbohydrate campaign similar to the DARE program. Four, more Coachellas. There's 50 other weekends in a year. Let's use them right. Five, my green initiative. Everyone gets a beer bong. Red Solo cups are destroying our oceans. Six, a 12-foot-tall steel statue of Paul Walker. Estimated cost a mere 50 to 500 thou.
What
up, council? My name is JT Parr. Chad didn't have time to say all the things we care about. These things should also be in the budget. Seven, Streets where you can drag race legally and more safely. In a country called Germany, they have a road called the Autobahn where you're allowed to haul. We could have the fast freeway. Imagine listening to My Hero by the Foo Fighters without a speed limit. 8. Wave pools for inlanders. I'm a huge believer in the restorative nature of strongly moving water. 9. Lightsaber research and development.
Lightsaber research.
I think they're inspiring, and I'm not alone. On another note, hoverboards, but hoverboards that actually hover. 10. Free oysters on Valentine's Day. They're an aphrodisiac. Let's encourage citywide romance. 11. Repeal all no shirts, no shoes discrimination policies. We should all be able to walk around shirtless. Thank you.
Wow.
Like.
And they got applause this time.
People were laughing.
I like the person who was laughing about the oysters, too.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
They're so good.
They just go nonstop, you know? I mean, they read right off that paper. They don't mess up. And now it's become a thing. That was in the end of June.
Yeah. Whoever's on that council, though, you know they, like, look forward to them coming in because it's just a very nice break from the mundane BS they hear on a normal basis.
Like, here, the big thing is the I-77 toll lanes, which I think they're going to make a decision on here today, I think. But that's been a back and forth at the council meetings. And, like, to have these guys come in and be like,
oh, my gosh, that'd be amazing.
What's up?
What's up, Council? I think we should change the name from I-77 to 77I. Just sounds cooler, too.
I like when he said your budge is fire.
Your budge is fire.
I used to think economics was weird. Then I became the treasurer of my frat. And I realized that a good budge and a good time go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I reviewed your budge.
And you know, like, the person that, like, consulted with an attorney and really prepare to do a big presentation to the board is like waiting, going, really?
Yeah.
This guy?
Yeah, I know. It's funny. You know what we need to do? We need to.
We need a Southern version of it. That's what we need.
Yeah, we do. I was thinking we need to have this transcribed and then do a 60-second chit chat. Call like a random place.
Yeah.
And see how long the person will stay on the phone if we just like spew off their things.
Oh, what up, Council? My name is Chad Kroger.
Like, say that.
I'm here to speak on the newly approved budget. I used to think finance was whack, but then I became treasurer of my frat and learned that a solid budge and good times go hand in hand.
Oh, all right. Hey, we got to get into this. Loren, apparently Roy said something on a podcast.
Okay.
And it ain't good.
Oh,
it ain't
good. Oh, boy.
If my boyfriend heard what I said, I would be in trouble. We'll do that coming up here in 8 minutes.
Now it's your turn.
Rear. Traffic brought to you by Mattress Warehouse Charlotte. Mattress Warehouse is Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, and now Tempur-Pedic is more affordable with payments as low as $25 per month. Visit sleephappens.com for locations.
Kids 95.1's trekking back to school, giving a helping hand to kids in need that don't have the necessary school supplies, sneakers, and backpacks. Help us by dropping them off at one of the 5 area Once Upon a Child locations, Rock Hill, Gastonia, Concord, Pineville, and Matthews. It's all thanks to our friends with the Crisis Assistance Ministry and Kiss 95.1.
Speaking of Kiss 95.1, join our Midday Bay Cameron this Thursday at the Harris Teeter at the Berwick Town Center. And that's starting at 5 for your chance to find your beach, win a trip to Florida, courtesy of Corona. Corona, what summer wants.
You gotta get up. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So I've been doing some podcast tours, if you will.
Yeah. Roy's on the podcast tour, Loren.
I don't know why. Everyone wants me on their podcast. I just wrapped up a podcast with the XM Divas here in Charlotte, which was such a good time. It's a podcast about opera. And then a couple weeks...
Because that's your expertise.
Well, we did have an intern one time that sang opera.
Right. He did sing opera. It wasn't opera.
Yeah, I got news for you. That wasn't opera.
That wasn't opera. He was just singing a song.
Loudly.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks before that, I was on a podcast called The Music Note, which is a podcast that interviews songwriters and people in the music industry, disc jockeys, et cetera. Wow. And I was one of them. It's actually done by one of our former interns from a couple years ago. And I said something in there that I, as soon as it was said, I was like,
Wish you could retract that statement.
Yeah. And I'm glad Sterling doesn't listen to podcasts. So we are having a great conversation about music and the industry. And then they wanted to kind of get into my relationships and how I came out on air and how, you know, being in the closet, being a gay man, but on national television, I was portrayed as a straight man, and how that kind of complexity happened. And they were really kind of diving deep into this issue.
Sounds like quite the podcast.
It was. Yeah, it got deep, man. Mm-hmm. It was getting really deep. And at some point I was talking about that I kind of brought the conversation back to lighter things because I thought it was getting too deep. And I talked about how I love Grey's Anatomy, and I was trying to steer it back towards entertainment.
Right.
And the host, being the type of host that they wanted me to get back into the conversation of relationships, brought it back to, do you watch Grey's Anatomy with significant others? And I was like, yeah, I've actually, you know, I've gone through two boyfriends watching Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, right? I can see. Yeah, I can already see.
It gets worse. That doesn't end there, Loren.
It's not our thing. I thought it was our thing.
And then the person says, are you going to, you know, continue? It could be on for another 5 or 10 years. And somehow the comment is made. Yeah, if I could, maybe I'll go through three boyfriends.
Oh, boy.
Because they're talking about how, because Grey's Anatomy has been around for like 15, 20 years. And so the comment was made. And it was just in joke. It was joking.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'm good. I'm like the steady thing in Grey's Anatomy, and the boyfriends change. Yeah.
Right.
That was the joke.
Right.
Oh, I'm like, I'm hoping he doesn't hear this. And I wish we had the audio because you could hear me clearly. I say the joke and no one laughs. And I'm like, oh, okay. So no one, everyone's going to think this is real. That I am just implying that
there's a revolving door.
There's
of
a
men.
Revolving door of men in my life, and I'm just waiting
next.
For them to kick them out.
New season, new boyfriend. That's my motto.
And I have an issue with this because I was just on XM Divas and I did the exact same thing. I did a joke and nobody laughed.
Here's the thing: it's not like you're in front of a studio audience. You're just with another person or maybe two other people. So unless you have like. The chemistry that we have, like we all think each other's funny.
Right.
Some people might not. But
I laugh all morning.
If you sat down with somebody who like didn't get your humor, I could see where something could fall flat.
Right. So my jokes, I pretty much in a jokingly way said that I'm going to bounce around boyfriends because I'm Grey's Anatomy is too long.
Yeah. And Roy, I would like to tell you that the longer your relationship goes with Sterling, the more he will understand your life, but I've been married to Amanda for 7 years, been with her for 9, and I still have to explain.
The hair, like, I was just doing a joke.
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, but you and Amanda have totally different humor.
Yeah.
Like, there are some things
but
that
Sterling
you do that she doesn't think is funny.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Sterling, it probably feels the same way about Roy, but I still think that if Sterling heard it, he would still say, bad joke, fell flat, but he wouldn't think that you were like, are you for real?
I'm hoping.
That's what I think, but.
I think that he would be like that, but I think he'd be hurt by the comment that, oh, that wasn't funny, and that was kind of in my, you know, that was in my name. You know what I mean? Like, I was poking at.
Using him as the joke.
Using him as the joke.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what Amanda tells me, even not after 9 years of being together.
Right.
7 married. She's like, remember I talked about how her aunt messaged me on Facebook saying, why don't you ever like my comments and why don't you ever comment back? Like, she sent me that private message. Like, I went home and Amanda was like, please leave my family off the radio.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, just don't. Like, I just don't use me. And I'm like, babe.
You got in trouble.
She didn't live here, right?
No, she doesn't live here. Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't even know where she lives, but I'm just saying, like, it's always something.
Yeah.
I mean, when I said, because the question was asked, do you love Grey's Anatomy enough that you would watch it for another 10 seasons? And I was like, yeah, but I'll probably only be boyfriend number 3 by then.
Oh,
it was just a joke, but I'm like, and no one laughed. I thought that was funny because I made a joke on how I started it with one. And oh gosh, I'm
but you would have
so
never said that in front of Sterling because you knew it would hurt him, right?
No, I would have said it in front of him too, Lorraine, because I thought it was pretty funny.
I'm trying to bail you out, buddy. Mm. Yeah. Like, Dallas and I say stuff like that all the time. I'll be like, oh, this is my future ex-husband, or, you know, something stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, we both have the same sense of humor.
Right. So. Yeah, I mean, that makes it easier.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to dive more into this, into Roy's relationship when we come back here in 5 minutes.
That's it.
No, we do need to discuss this further, because I think that everybody is guilty of saying something that either their significant other heard or didn't hear. And we'll discuss that a little further coming up in under 5 minutes.
The Manny Roy and Laurent Show. Wake up, Kiss 95.1.
We are the MRL Morning Show. And the one thing we love is teachers. And we know, teachers, your life is about to get real again as school is heading back within weeks. And we're throwing a huge party for you. It's our third annual Back to School for Teachers 2 party. So if you know a teacher or you are a teacher, listen up, because it's going to be awesome, including a trip to
Costa Rica. Make sure you come this Friday, 5 to 7 at the Blackfin and Ballantine. 5 to 7, 95 cent appetizer, drink specials. And, of course, we get that trip to Costa Rica that we're going to be giving to a teacher that night. All you have to do is get your teacher pass and show up.
So much fun. And the Panthers play at 7:30. So,
oh, great.
I might hang out and watch the game afterwards.
Cool. I would do that.
I didn't know there was football on Friday night.
They're playing the Dolphins.
Hmm.
So this is gonna blow your mind, Roy.
Okay.
Preseason, there's football Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and not Sunday.
No Sunday.
Whoa. And Saturday's like college day.
Right. Look at you.
Blowing college my hasn't mind. Started yet.
ESPN wow. over there.
Watch out. I'm breaking it down.
If you don't know the show, maybe you're new to it. Roy, not a huge sports fan, self-admittedly.
No, I hate it. I wish I liked it. I wish I had the passion, because, like, I love it when I hear Manny talk with other dudes about players and, well, you know, and Kemba's going to down on the 34 and the 17. And I think that's so cool that they know all the
wrong player.
Whatever.
Different sport.
Yeah, Kemba's
it's okay.
basketball.
Whatever. I don't know. I think it's so cool when people are passionate about it, but I can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cam Walker and Kemba Newton. Roy's favorite players.
Yeah. Right.
Well, speaking of Roy, we just had a discussion with him about how he accidentally said something that if his boyfriend heard might make him upset.
Right. It was a joke. I was on a podcast and they were talking about how much I love Grey's Anatomy. And it's been around. Grey's Anatomy's been around for like 12, 13 years. And I was like, yeah, you know, I started it with... I was watching it with my ex. I'm watching it with my current. And then the joke, the question was, if it still was on for another 12 or 15 years, would you still be watching it? And I was like, I don't know. By then, my gosh, I'm probably on my third. And it was a joke on how long the show's been going on. And there's no way, like, there's no way Grey's Anatomy is going to be around for another 12, 13 years.
Well,
but I could see where that joke falls very flat with my boyfriend, who, by the way, I love and have never any, you know.
But Sterling hasn't heard it.
I don't think anyone's heard it. I don't know. It's a podcast, Lauren.
Yeah, we can't even find it. We can't find it to pull the audio. Like,
oh,
I wanted
really?
The audio clip of him saying it, and like, we can't find it. So, that's the good news.
That's why radio will always win. It's on 95.1.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, Lauren, it got me thinking, though, too, during that song, during Maroon 5, I was like, I'm sitting here, I'm going, I wonder if I'm, like, because Amanda and I watch Stranger Things. That's our show together. And Modern Family. And I wonder if God forbid anything went wrong, would I stop watching the shows?
No.
Because, well, don't be so quick. If it's technically your show and, like, you won't watch it without them, why would you watch it when they're not around anymore?
Because then they're gone and
you
have
to move
on.
Yeah, you don't care about them anymore, but you love the show.
I disagree. I think it brings back memories. And
really?
When you throw on Stranger Things, or I throw on Modern Family, and Amanda and I are broken up, divorced technically, we're married.
Yeah.
Not a breakup, Manny.
You're in a marriage, buddy.
It's costly, bro.
Do you watch those shows just for her, though, or do you truly love them? Because, like, if I truly loved a show and I got a divorce from, well, Dallas watches nothing with me, but he thinks everything. He's like, The Bachelor's on, this is dumb. But, you know, if we watch something, okay, Hard Knocks. We love Hard Knocks.
Right,
I would still watch Hard Knocks when we were not together anymore.
Right.
I don't know. That's why I want to ask you guys, MRL Show family members, to hit us up. You could text us 704-570-9595, or you can call us and let Roy and Loren know that maybe it is a real thing. Like, maybe you and Bay watched something, then you broke up and you'll never watch it again. I think
you'll
that's a thing.
Never watch it again.
Because the memories are strong. Let me, producer Nicole, you're passionate. If you and Loren stopped watching a show together, you and Loren have something and like you guys broke up, would you not watch it because it brought back memories of her?
No, I would watch the series quicker because then I don't have to wait around for her.
Good point.
Bye. Bye, babe.
It's so like I do sometimes, so I don't have to wait for Sterling. I sometimes start series like secretly and don't tell him. Because I don't want him to fall in love with the series and then have to wait for him.
That's how I am with House of Cards, because I'll go home and watch it. Like, I watched 3 episodes last night and I'm just plowing through. And even that's weird, because I know Kevin Spacey now, and I'm on season 3, and I know what's going to happen to him. He's not even in season 6.
Right. My mom and I got into The Handmaid's Tale together, but my mom lives in Florida, so she wants me to wait to watch episodes with her. So I'll secretly watch episodes by myself and then watch them again with her like it's the first time.
That's asking for a lot.
I know.
You better FaceTime with her and watch the episode that way.
But back to your point, Mamie, there's not, whenever I'm watching Grey's Anatomy, there's not one point I think about my ex. Now, well, but although...
Oh, boy, be careful.
I've been with strippers.
Careful. We're on the radio. This ain't a podcast that 2 people are going to download.
I would say, though, because if, God forbid, anything happened to Sterling and I don't think anything ever will, I don't know if I would watch Grey's Anatomy because I've been with him longer, and that's, like, been our show. That's our thing.
And if he's not around anymore, you're not going to want to watch it.
Ooh.
See?
No, it'll drive you nuts to not know what happened at the end of season 35.
Relationship stronger than show.
Mm.
All right, hang out, because there's people on the phone that want to discuss this. If you stopped watching a show that you watched with Bay after you break up, 704-570-9595.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Rise and shine. Kiss 95.1.
Every morning.
Hey, do you guys have any idea what this Saturday is?
No. Is it a holiday? I know it's Pride Weekend.
It's a tough question, but 28,633 couples are going to do this on Saturday.
Are they going to get engaged?
They're going to get married. It's the most married day of the year.
Really?
The most weddings happen this coming Saturday. That means 3.9 million people are going to be spending their weekend at a wedding.
Man.
And are you prepared with the right ring for your significant other?
Oh, you gotta be. And you don't want to go to the big box retailers that you're picking the ring from the catalog. You want to go to the place that has the biggest selection with the best deal. We are talking about Diamonds Direct.
And Diamonds Direct really does have the most enormous selection. But sometimes you just want to get a gift just because. It's when it means the most. So go see our friends at Diamonds Direct. They're on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
Wrapping up the conversation here in the studio about your shows that you binge watch with your significant other, if you break up, do you stop watching that show? I think you would because it reminds you of the person, so why would you want to continue watching? But you guys say, no, I'm wrong.
Well, I thought you were crazy, but we're getting a ton of texts to the studio that say, my fiance and I took a month-long break a few years ago, and before we split, we were watching How I Met Your Mother, and we realized when we got back together that neither of us had watched it during the breakup.
Right. Yes.
That brought them back together.
Yeah.
All right. Let's bring in Nikki from Landis. Nikki, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, guys. Oh, my gosh. This is so cool.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are things in Landis, Nikki? Okay this morning?
They're pretty good. I'm headed to Morgan. We're headed to work. So.
Well, thanks for tuning into the MRL Show.
Of course.
Go ahead. What do you want to add to the conversation?
Well, when you guys started talking, I immediately said yes. I completely agree with Manny because my 16-year-old boyfriend, this is how long ago it was, we, on our first date, watched The Hunger Games, the first Hunger Games movie, and we promised, you know, teenage love, oh, we're going to watch all of the Hunger Games movies together, and we broke up shortly after, and it took me 5 years later to watch the other Hunger Games because it made me think of him. So
wow, you were that hung up on someone from 16 years old.
Yes.
She wouldn't even use the word hunger. She's like, I'm that thing, you know, when you want food. Thanks, Nikki.
All right. This is Taylor in Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hello?
Hey, man, you're on the show. Go ahead. What show did you stop watching?
I stopped watching Hawaii Five-0 because, well...
But everybody did. I mean, technically, right? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I think my parents still watch it.
I started watching the series, and then we ended, and it's, I couldn't watch it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it reminds you of your ex. I'm telling you guys.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, Grey's Anatomy is me and Sterling's thing.
But now Dakota agrees with you guys.
Dakota, hi.
Yes. So what show wouldn't you stop watching?
Well, it wasn't necessarily that I didn't stop watching it. It was The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And me and my ex-wife, we really got into the show. And after we split up, I don't really think that it was the show that reminded me of her. It was that I didn't have that experience during the show that I was able to talk to someone about it, you know, share the stories, talk about the episodes. Because with my new significant other, they weren't really into it. So yeah. I guess because I didn't share that experience, that I just lost interest in the show itself.
Mm. Yeah.
Thanks, Dakota. Someone sent a tweet at the MRL show and said that they used to watch Friends with their significant other and they end up getting married and divorced. Now it's on all the time on TBS and she can't watch it because all the episodes remind her of her man.
Oh my God.
It's a thing.
All right.
All right. Loren's got the dirty coming up in 3 minutes.
Yes. So fans usually troll celebrities, but this celebrity trolled a fan over her fingernails. I'll tell you who it is coming up in the Dirty on the 30.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So it's usually fans on the internet that kind of troll the celebrities. Well, this time, Ariana Grande is trolling a fan. Somebody leaked, we'll say a fan of Ariana, because she had a hard copy of what Ariana Grande's new album cover will look like. And she released the unreleased album cover, but she was holding it in her hand. Well, I guess her fingernails were like gross and stubby and like had dirt under them. So,
like a human?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so Ariana Grande, she had tweeted and deleted and tweeted and deleted and finally came up with something that says, I mean, if somebody's going to leak my hardcover copy, please at least clean your fingernails first. This music is too good for this. I worked too darn hard on this album for it to feature your grubby nails.
Wow. Funny.
It is funny.
Sense of humor, people. Don't take it personal.
And here's the thing, like, let's not forget this person leaked the album cover. Like, Ariana hadn't even put it out at this point. So
how did that person get a hold of it?
That's what I want to know.
I mean, did Ariana bury it in the ground and this person dug it?
I don't know.
And it just held it up with dirty nails?
Well, don't they, like, there's, you know, focus groups and that kind of stuff. So they probably put it on and then give it to somebody to listen to and they're supposed to give it back. But who knows? All right. So rapper Nicki Minaj, her ex-boyfriend had taken to Twitter to accuse her of stabbing him when they were together. He said, remember that night that you cut me and I almost died? The police and ambulance had to take me out of your crib on a stretcher.
Whoa.
So, you know, she's obviously denying it, but he's saying, like, I had to lie to them and say that I cut myself at the time so you wouldn't get arrested.
Whoa.
Some serious allegations being thrown around there. And Matt Lauer just agreed to pay his soon-to-be ex-wife, officially, $20 million in their divorce.
Good gosh.
$20 million.
How much longer before he lands back on TV, you think?
Well, I don't know, man.
I think he has something in the works.
Did you hear that?
From what I heard, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll see. All right, that's your dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rand. 704-570-9595. Call now and take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Strike City on Kiss 95.1.
Melissa, welcome to the Mani, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. You're playing Can't Beat Loren this morning.
I'm excited.
All right, how you feeling about your chances?
I think I've studied enough, but hopefully can win.
I've tried
twice before, like a long time ago. So maybe third time's a charm.
All right, let's see how you do today. All right.
Sorry, Lauren. You
got to
get out.
I'm going.
Lauren is leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. You can watch her leave the studio by looking up Kiss95.1 on Facebook. She's out. She cannot hear these questions.
Okay, Melissa, question number one. Khloe Kardashian is loving mom life, but we haven't seen much of her baby daddy on her social media ever since the whole cheating scandal came about. What professional sport does he play?
Basketball.
Nick Carter and the famous boy band he is a part of will be performing at the VMA's pre-show. They were also at Kissmas last year. What boy band is that?
Backstreet Boys.
And happy 28th birthday to Jennifer Lawrence. What movie series does she play Katniss Everdeen on?
The Hunger Games.
Paul Walker's family and friends are still coming to terms with his tragic death almost 5 years later. What car franchise movie was he a part of?
I know it's Too Fast, Too Furious, but I don't know if it's
Too
Furious
One.
Or if it's like the whole title.
What do you want to do, Roy?
Just give us an answer.
The movie franchise is called
Fast and Furious.
Question number five. We just gave a huge sneak peek to Priyanka Chopra's engagement ring on her socials at the MRL show. Go check it out. It's massive. Which Jonas brother is she engaged to?
Nick Jonas.
All right.
All right.
Cometh here, Lauren.
We're being very kind today, Lauren. One of them technically should have been wrong. But she got them all correct.
Oh, okay.
Why are you telling her that?
I know.
None of her beeswax. She wasn't even in here.
All right.
Everything went wonderful.
Okay, great. Good to hear.
Question number one. Khloe Kardashian is loving mom life, but we haven't seen much of her baby daddy on social media ever since the whole cheating scandal broke out. What professional sport does he play?
Basketball.
Question two. Nick Carter and this famous boy band are going to be a part of the 2018 MTV VMAs pre-show. They also starred at Kissmas last year. What band is that?
The Backstreet Boys.
Happy 28th birthday to Jennifer Lawrence. What movie series does she play Katniss Everdeen on?
The Hunger Games.
And question four, Paul Walker's family and friends are still coming to terms with his tragic death almost 5 years later. What car franchise movies was he a part of?
The Fast and the Furious.
And we just got a huge sneak peek at Priyanka Chopra's engagement ring. Go check it out at the MRL show. It's massive. Which Jonas brother did she just get engaged to?
Nick.
Are you sure?
No, because I always get the Jonas brothers all confused, but I'm 90% positive.
She already locked in with Nick, Roy.
Yeah, I'd like to lock in with Nick.
Lauren, you got them all correct. It's a tie.
Melissa, great job. Okay. So which one did you give her?
We gave her the Paul Walker. She technically said Too Fast, Too Furious, and she was uncertain.
Then I think she gave us, like, the fifth movie title.
Yeah, and then at the very end, we're like, just give us an answer. She said Fast and Furious.
Okay, it's just part of the franchise. Yeah. But, Melissa, it's not quite a win, so you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
Yeah, my name's Melissa, but I can't beat Lauren, but I can try her three times.
Well, we usually say third time's a charm, Melissa, but maybe next time.
Maybe next month will be a fourth.
Thanks for playing.
All right, thank you.
See ya. Thanks for listening to the MRL show, and thanks everyone for listening. In fact, a segment that we're going to bring on next is Confession Wednesday. And I forgot, a long time ago, we talked to the Panthers coach Rivera, Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
And we asked him if he listened to the show, and he does, with the kids. And he said one of his favorite days of the week was Confession Wednesday. Felt bad for the guys on War of the Roses, but loves Confession Wednesday.
Okay.
So I'm gathering that Coach is listening this morning, so let's give him a great Confession Wednesday. We actually have some Charlotte Knight tickets to throw you guys. If you call in, you'll be in the running for those. We'll hook up one person who gets a confession on the air with some Charlotte Knight tickets.
704-570-9595. Confession Wednesday, an all-new one, is coming your way in 5 minutes.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It's that time of the year. You need 4 blue folders, 3 green, 2 Trapper Keepers. The joys of back to school. It's Roy from the MRL Morning Show. One thing that's on your list that's easy, a back to school haircut at Great Clips. With 83 locations in the Charlotte area, there's a Great Clips salon near you. And with online check-in, you can save time. So download their free app or visit greatclips.com. Check the wait time, check in, and use the time to get your school supplies. And when you arrive, you'll be there or at near the top of the list. For a great back-to-school haircut, the answer is easy. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
I'm Dale Earnhardt Jr.
You know, we're live here in the Judgment Free Planet Fitness Studios, the Judgment Free Zone. And the great thing about Confession Wednesday, it's Judgment Free Zone there too. So call in 704-570-9595 and get your confession on. We'll do that in 3 minutes.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show.
If your confession makes the air, Roy, you could get in the running for those Charlotte Knights tickets for the game on Friday. They're turning BB&T Ballpark into a water park with a pad and water slides. It sounds like it's going to be a cool game. It's 12:05 too this Friday, so that's a lot of fun.
Perfect. Also, someone said that one of us should do a confession. I don't think we've been hiding anything. I only hid my sexuality for I don't know how many years.
Yeah, you're clear from Confession Wednesday for a long time.
I'm good.
And I'm an open book. I get in trouble for saying too much on the radio, quite honestly, from my significant other, Amanda, and family members. Loren, everything good in your world?
I think so.
Good. That sounds convincing. Let's move on.
It's Confession Wednesday, 704-570-9595 in our Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Hello, Anonymous and Raquel. You're first up on Confession Wednesday.
Hey, y'all.
Hello, hello. What would you like to confess?
All right. I want to say I was 17 at the time, and I had this rude ex-boyfriend that decided it was fun to cheat on girls. Well, I dated this guy for almost 3 years, and he decided to just flat out break up with me one day to go with this other girl. Well, I thought it would be funny to slash the tires. And I've always heard if you slash 3 out of 4 tires, your insurance won't cover it.
Right, the slashing tire technique.
Exactly. And the girl he dated, he ended up cheating on her not even 2 weeks later. And I blamed it on her because he was asking all these questions a month later. And I was like, it wasn't me. I didn't talk to you like that. So, bah.
All right, slash the ex's tires. He doesn't know about it. Thank you for that confession.
Only three of them.
Yep.
This is Colby and Charlotte. Welcome to Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
No, hey, guys, I have a confession to make.
Go ahead.
I wanted to confess this because I haven't told anyone at all. It's been really, really hard to talk about. But, I was listening to you guys last week. You were talking about Demi Lovato. You were talking about Roy, too. They both gone to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I thought, you know, it was always just like, oh, you know, only crazy people go to therapy. Like, it's a cliche thing. You know, I'm not.
I've been to therapy. It was fantastic.
Oh my God. You know, and I'm so happy to hear you say that because, you know, I passed it off as just like a bad day. You know, I was like, no, I'm okay. I'm all right. But these bad days, they kept piling up, you know?
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to feel bad anymore. So because of you guys, because I've been listening to you guys just getting inspired, I actually made an appointment to go see a therapist this morning at 11 a.m.
Oh,
good for you, man. Good for you.
So happy.
And thank you guys so much because, I mean, it was, like I said, it was just so hard to do. But, I mean,
yeah, there's a stigma.
More because you guys make me laugh, and I just really enjoy your show. You made something that was really hard for me, just really, really doable. So I really appreciate it.
Good for you. I'm proud of you. I mean, I know we all are. And it was such a stigma for a really long time where people kind of swept it under the rug. But it's something that we have to talk about.
Colby, you don't have to go into specifics, but I'm just wondering, is it depression that you feel or bipolar disorder? You know, there's different things that people battle. Uh-huh. And I'm just curious if you would like to share.
Or do you not even know?
Well, I mean, I get really anxious.
Okay, yeah, that's a common one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people experience that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good that you, and instead of you sitting there every day, being drowning in this anxiety, you're like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this fixed. I'm going to go see a professional.
You know, Colby, on Monday we talked about the pilot who stole that airplane and took off, and we played an audio clip of him. And, you know, he ends up, if you know the story, he ends up doing a barrel roll in this commercial jet and then crashes it and dies. And we got more than one comment from someone who said that they thought it was very, it wasn't right that we played the audio of someone who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I responded to like three people separately, specifically on Colby's behalf without knowing that he was calling in today, saying, no, this conversation, you guys, needs to be had.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that we played it on the radio, whether Colby heard it or not, maybe someone else like Colby heard us discuss how important it is to discover mental health issues amongst ourselves and not be afraid to talk about it. I'm sorry. We will not go back on that.
Well, I mean, a lot of people push it down, too, and then it's too late, you know, at the end. So it is something that if you feel like maybe it's better to go see somebody.
Let a professional take a look.
Yeah.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah. No, thank you for sharing and being brave enough to come on the show with us. And listen, we'll give you our phone numbers. I want you to stay in touch with us, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'd love to tell you how it goes.
All right, we're here for you, dude. Yeah. Thanks. Hold on a second. We'll put you on hold.
And you know, I said this on Monday, too, but on the flip side of that, if you're not battling something, just be nice to someone today. You don't know. You could change somebody's life just by smiling at them.
Yeah.
Just by, you know, you're grabbing your coffee. You say, hey, man, I'll pick that up for you, too. Yeah.
Everyone's going through something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everyone's perfect. So just relax. Be kind. And then, you know, with if you're going through something, and I told you guys, I didn't know what was wrong with me.
So Colby
said. I just knew something was wrong, y'all. I mean, I was angry, just angry. And it was right after my accident, and little did I know this thing called PTSD. And one of the things with PTSD is emotional roller coasters.
And what did you get from it?
I got therapy. I ended up going to therapy.
And you got a therapy
session.
Llama.
Yes, my therapy llamas. Oh, I don't think they do those in North Carolina, though. But I got a therapy llama out of the deal. It was great.
You got a
I saw where you were going with it, Manny. I did.
He didn't even have it. It was him.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I went to a therapist.
I went to a therapist.
He's following you through all the words.
And let me tell you, it was so, it was so Southern. Like, we'd be in a field with a bunch of goats and llamas just hanging out.
That's hilarious. All right, let's do another round of confessions. We got time. 704-570-9595. Confession Wednesday. Get it off your chest. Hang on a second, Anonymous in Mooresville. We're coming to you in 3 minutes.
You gotta get up. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Lots of people are sending comments at the MRL show on Twitter. They're on Facebook Live watching us on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page. Someone says, hey, on the subject of Colby, who just called in and said that because of conversations that we've all had as an MRL show family, he's going to therapy today at 11. Someone says, I always thought mental health was a joke. I've now come to realize that it's absolutely nothing to look down on, nor is it something to joke about. I struggle with it every day. And that's why we say if anyone struggles, please seek help.
Right.
Go to therapy. Like Roy said, you might end up with a llama.
I mean, if they have those here, I end up getting a therapy llama, man.
And it worked.
There were some kids in our group therapy, like little kids, and they were able to take their llamas to school. I was like, what is happening? How is that possible?
I know. And this, you know, it's just like someone on Facebook Live was like, I'm proud of you guys for doing that for Colby. And it's like, you know, we just come in here, we turn the microphones on, we try and put a smile on people's faces. And then sometimes we try and have a discussion about something a little more serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the fact that landed Colby at an appointment today at 11 o'clock is, it's not pride. For me, it's like worth. Like, it's like that makes it worth us coming in here.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, and doing that.
It's so important. It's the stigmas around it. You're not crazy. You're like everyone else. But unlike, you know, the only thing that's different about you is you're doing something about it. There's so many people every day that don't do something about it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Got a confession to make.
Go on. It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Kiss 95.1.
You heard it. Yep. We're in a Planet Fitness studio. That means it's judgment-free right here with Confession Wednesday. Let's bring on in Anonymous from Mooresville. Welcome to Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
Hey. So back in high school, I was dating this guy. Ended up dating him for actually 7 years, but at the time we were dating for 3 years, and I found out that the group not so nice person went around and messed with him. So I found out where she was, and I actually ate her car, but come to find out it wasn't her car, it was her best friend's car.
You
keyed the wrong car.
I did, and I kind of still don't feel bad about it.
Yeah. Well,
And I actually have to see the girl that I was supposed to care for somewhat on a regular basis because it's actually my best friend's husband's baby mama.
Best friend.
So I see her quite frequently.
Did you ever attempt it again?
No. We're just still petty towards each other.
Yeah.
Love it.
We'll never like each other.
When someone keys a car, Anonymous, if I may dive into the diagnostics of an actual keying, how long do you spend doing that? Is it a quick thing, just like a walk-by, or are you like chiseling? Because I've seen both in movies.
It depends how mad you were at the situation, I guess. But
how mad were you?
I spent a little too much time.
Yeah.
Oh.
We actually have audio of her keying that car. You guys ready to hear?
Yeah.
All right, listen to this. This is what it sounded like.
Yeah. She's like writing, screw you, Deborah. And the person's like, my name's not Deborah. Why is my car keyed?
Why's your name in my car?
Thanks, Anonymous. Oh, by the way, in Mooresville, a UFO was popped up over Lake Norman. Did you see it?
No.
Well, is that or a blimp?
Yeah, have you heard about it?
No.
All right, go look it up.
I listen to you guys every morning. Those are my news.
I think we have the video up at kiss951.com.
I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah.
Guys.
Oh, we're her news.
I'm a little scared by that.
Tell her something that's not true.
Okay. They're giving away free puppies today at the corner of Park and South Boulevard.
I have a 1.5-year-old. I don't need a puppy.
Okay. Thanks, Anonymous.
That wasn't true anyway. All right, let's bring in Stephanie from Monroe. Welcome to Confession Wednesday.
Hey, Roy, what's up?
Oh, hey.
I love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
Aww.
It's such a sweet moment. What would you like to confess?
I want to confess that for the past 9 months, my husband and I have been in a polyamorous relationship, which basically means him and I share a girlfriend.
Oh. So now when you were saying, hang on, when you were saying you love me, were you trying to invite me or something? No? Okay.
Stop being so full of yourself.
Right.
I know you don't come for my team.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Loren, thoughts on, I know we're in a judgment-free zone, but I also like asking you about relationships. Would you ever be able to do a polyamorous relationship?
I don't think so, but it's because I'm a jealous person. It has nothing to do with like me thinking one way or the other. I think if that's what's good for your relationship, then more power to you. But I know that would make me jealous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I got some technical questions. So are you bisexual, I guess? You are?
Yeah.
Okay. And so he knew that going in. So like when you first started dating, you're like, hey, listen, I like dudes and girls. So the only way this is going to work is if we bring a girl into the equation.
No, we were like together for 10 years. And then like I just started developing feelings for my best friend.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, dude, the truth of the matter is I need to figure out what's happening with her. Like, you're going to have to accept the fact that I want to try this. And he, of course, what guy would be like, oh, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, he was high-fiving in the back.
Yeah, I mean, that is true, but also you're emotionally.
I know guys that would be jealous as well.
Sure. I mean, physically, the guy might be into it, but emotionally now, Stephanie, you have two people to talk about your day with and to share your emotions and feelings. And do you all do that together? Like, does he also spend time with her without you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all live together. We, really? Him and I have a daughter together. She basically like is like a second figure to our daughter. She's one.
Does she call your girlfriend mom? Cousin.
Huh?
Does she call your girlfriend mom?
Oh, God, no.
No. Okay.
She calls her. She just calls her by her name. She's only one, so she doesn't really say a lot.
When you guys get into fights, do you gang up on each other?
Good question.
Ha. Aaron hates that. That's the one thing he can't stand. Hannah and I always go after him.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because that's what I would think. Like, if my best friend lived with me and we were, like, had a relationship and we were involved with each other, but my husband was there too, we would gang up on poor Dallas all day, every day.
How many times?
Kara?
Yeah.
I told you about the laundry. No, so let me ask you this. So what happens if you overshare your life with your girlfriend and not your man? Does
anyone ever get left out?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, we're always together. Like, we all have separate jobs, so we all do different things. We always come home to each other and, like, talk about our day and do stuff together. Like, it's pretty, like, respectful.
Yeah.
We're considered a close triad.
Do the I love yous
a close triad?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You gotta look it up, man. It's modern.
Yeah, no.
You gotta get woke.
Do the I love yous go around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like he says it to her, you say it to him, she says it to him, and you. Okay.
How long have you guys all been together? Sorry, everyone's so interested. We all have questions.
We've been together 9 months as of the 27th of last month.
Okay. So at nighttime, who sleeps in the middle?
I sleep in the middle.
You sleep. So like you guys just like you lean to the left, kiss your man. You lean to the right, you kiss your girlfriend, and go to bed.
Yeah.
That's so fascinating. Like, you got it all figured out, and it just seems like a big mess to me. Like, I would not be able to handle that.
So happy.
That's so cool.
Like, she's like, you got to try it.
Yeah.
Stephanie, how often does furniture moving happen, and do all three have to be involved?
Furniture moving happens, like, almost every other day. And no, not everyone has to be involved, but usually everyone is involved.
Does your girlfriend and your man ever hook up and then you, like, you never feel jealous about that?
It's more of a respect thing. Like, he has to tell me, like that's what he's planning on, like, he's feeling some type of way. Uh-huh. And then if he respects me enough and tells me, I don't care.
Okay.
But, like, if he's shady and, like, doesn't tell me that that happened, then I get a little pissed off. But, like, usually he's smart enough to talk to me about it.
I got a small issue for you guys. Nothing major, but, you know, we did say if your confession gets on the air, we could throw you a pair of Charlotte Knights tickets for a game on Friday. So now the polyamorous thing ain't that cool, is it?
Yeah. We don't give out three concert tickets. We give out two.
Yeah, everything comes in pairs.
I always wondered who bought three tickets together.
You can't. If we have Panthers tickets here. We got, like, 12 seats, great seats that Beasley Media Group has. And if you want them, I'm like, hey, it's me, my wife, and a friend. They're like, no, you either get four or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's no breaking it down into three.
That's so fascinating. I can't do that. I could never, ever, ever do that. But they got to figure it out, man. Yeah. They figured it out.
And whatever works for you.
There was someone else on hold who's gone that was also in a polyamorous relationship.
That was her girlfriend. She just didn't
know
it.
Still to come.
Usher was just ordered to hand over these to the courts. This is a court-ordered issue. I'll tell you what he's going to have to cough up coming up in 8 minutes in the dirty.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Before we get to the dirty, I was going to tell you the story, but I think it's going to be better if I have Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show tell you.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is, it's not very professional. I'm going to hold my phone up to my microphone. Roy, I know this kills you.
It does.
but it's... The
second generation it's audio.
It's worth it.
You have to hear this. Hold on.
All right.
Newly released video shows a frightening close call recently at the airport in Springfield, Missouri. A plane with 57 people on board was taxiing off for takeoff. And then moments later, an airport operations van comes into the picture. You see it there. The driver just clears the runway when the plane, beginning its takeoff, passes right over him. The van reportedly told investigators that he crossed the runway because he and two coworkers were trying to get to the company barbecue.
He was trying to get to the company barbecue, so he went underneath the plane?
At takeoff. Oh, my gosh.
So the Today Show.
Don't they dump fuel as they're taking off?
Sometimes. I mean, if there's any, like, kind of left on the wing or leftover. They don't dump it intentionally, okay. I don't think. But, like, the tweet that I was reading that I was cracking up at, it says, caught on camera, airport van driver crosses runway, nearly interfering with the plane's takeoff because he and two coworkers are reportedly trying to get to the barbecue.
It comes once a year. We got to get there. Come on.
That pulled chicken's real good.
This is the only benefit we get.
Go. I think we can make it.
Oh, hell, here it comes.
The plane's fine.
Hit the deck.
Johnson, these ribs are awesome. Worth every penny.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I knew you guys would love that. I had to leave that right there for you.
All right, so the Brady Bunch house that Lance Bass lost to HGTV, production has already started there.
On?
Well, there's no official like name or show out there yet, but the original owner's granddaughter will serve as a producer on the show and also as an on-air host as they restore it. So this might be a special all in itself, or it might be a series.
I wonder if they're going to restore it back to the original Brady Bunch
They are going to keep it in that same like era. So it's going to still have that Brady Bunch feel to it. I do know that much. Mm-hmm. So they've already started their establishing shots, and they've got a big tarp over, like a big tent outside, so nobody can really see what's going on. It's very secretive.
Oh.
Yeah.
You ever see an episode of the original Brady Bunch?
Yes, I did. I remember as a kid, I was so confused on why they had made.
They had six kids.
Yeah.
And dad was a baller. He made a lot of money.
I watched it and I was like, "Well, how come they got six kids? How come they can't pick up a rag?"
There's so many kids. There's something called chores.
I remember, I remember as a kid, like asking my parents, like, "Why do they have a maid? There's six of them." I was so confused.
He made a good living.
I know, but I just didn't understand it as a kid. We didn't have maids growing up.
I think this is true.
I have one kid and I could use an Alice.
I know.
I think for some reason the Brady Bunch was the first TV show where husband and wife stayed in the same bed together on screen.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. I think that's a fact.
Okay.
What did they do on screen before?
They had separate beds.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Look at old, like real old TV shows. There was a lamp in between the two beds. They would go in their separate beds.
Wonder why.
Oh, it was probably
a taboo to say they would be in the same bed.
Please. Yeah. All right. Speaking of famous houses, if you've ever wanted to live in the Twilight movie, Bella Swan's house is up for sale for $350,000. The sexy vampires don't come with it, of course, but it is a four-bedroom home, and you could purchase that. Now, Usher has been ordered by a judge to hand over his medical records at this point from the anonymous man who accused him of giving him an STD during an encounter in a spa. So now the judge has told him that he has to hand over these medical records that include his treatments, doctors, and insurance details.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Is that somebody correcting me about the Brady Bunch?
Probably.
Who Nicole's talking to?
And Bruno Mars has finally announced who will be replacing Cardi B on his tour, and it is Ciara.
Oh.
Good choice.
Yeah, wow, very good choice.
Heard from her in a long time.
Yes.
I remember she came to the studios here and she had security, and I was like, "You need that?"
Yeah.
I didn't know that she would like, there was like any threats.
I feel
Ciara.
Like her and Russell Wilson are like a huge power couple now. Like, I want to know everything that they're doing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I really do.
I'm all in on Christina, you know, Tariq's ex-wife from Fixer Upper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's dating some other guy now.
And now you're all in on that
relationship? I'm all in on that couple. I watch everything they do on Instagram.
I feel like that's obscure.
It is. Oh. Who are you into, Roy? What couple?
I don't care about any of them.
The Sterling Roy Brown couple.
Yeah. I'm too busy updating my dog's Instagram. I don't have time to watch other people's relationships.
I'm into Callie, my dog, and whatever fire hydrant she's hanging out at.
Yeah. At the Daily Callie. Follow her.
All right, Loren, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get? What does Loren like today?
Okay, so I found this local company, and I think this is really cool because for women that wear skirts to work, one of the struggles that are very real for us is that the skirts turn all day long. You're constantly readjusting it. This local company is called Fabhesive, and it's actually a piece of like sticky fabric that goes into your skirt that holds it in place.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I knew that we had the problem of turning skirts, but I didn't realize that it was solved.
So your skirt will just turn like clockwise or counterclockwise all day?
But as you walk, you have to think like your hips move as you walk, so it's constantly twisting, so you got to turn it around.
Okay.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. And it's a local company.
Oh, that's really cool. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You can find more information at kiss951.com.
Thank you so much, Loren.
Roy, you're a 911 operator. I don't know if you've ever gotten a call like this. Wait to hear. Someone called 911 because they were being chased by something very small. Details, 7 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
Quit arguing in here. We've got to tell everyone that Zero Res Carpet Cleaning has a summer special, and summer is about to wrap up. So you want to jump on this special. Our boss, Quagmire, in the studio, have you used Zero Res on your carpets? You need to, because they use something called empowered water.
Uh-huh. And it's safe for your kids and pets, so you don't have to worry about them rolling around down there. And if you need three rooms done in your house, Zero Res does have this Kish Summer Special for just $109.
Three rooms for $109. You won't find it anywhere else. And in fact, be weary of other carpet cleaning companies who use the words Kim in their name, or they swear that they have, you know, money back guarantee. The people at Zero Res stand by their services. They will do it again if you don't like it.
Don't let other companies pump all that gross stuff into your carpets and not take it back out. Just call Zero Res 704-509-4488, or you can make an appointment online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Friday, you have a shot to win a trip to Costa Rica.
We do. It's called Back to School for Teachers, too. Listen, teachers, not only do the kids got to go back, but you got to go back to school. So what we're doing is at Blackfin this Friday, 5 to 7, and the Blackfin and Ballantine. Come on out. We'll have 95 cent appetizers, drink specials. Did we ever get the red ink drink?
They did a red ink drink the first year. I feel like we didn't do it last year.
Oh, okay.
And everybody was just drinking martinis that were on special.
Oh, well, hey, that works just as
right,
well.
Right, Lorraine? Yeah. Well, you had such a great time. You know what was amazing was meeting the different teachers and the subjects they teach. Do you remember last year we met someone who taught computer how to build a computer? You guys, did you talk to him?
Oh, I do remember that person. Yes.
I do remember that.
He's like, it's a new, it might be at the Northwest School of the Arts.
Yeah.
And it's a new class about how, because that's where we're going in the future. And he teaches a class on how to build a computer.
And plus, teachers, when you come, you can not only educate us, because gosh knows I need it, but you can also win a trip to Costa Rica. All inclusive.
The party has been so great the last couple years. We moved it to a Friday night, and it's not going to jam you up if you already have plans. You can keep your plans because ours is a happy hour from 5 to 7.
That's true. And like I said, the game, the Panthers game, they play the Dolphins afterwards. I'm going to stay around and watch the game.
So we'll see you at Blackfin and Ballantine, 5 o'clock, even maybe earlier. Get out there earlier. I'll have my jorts on. It'll be a whole thing.
Your jorts? You're going to wear those?
I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do a fashion show for everyone like I did for you guys yesterday.
I like that. All right. Yeah.
So listen to this. If you guys, by the way, if you've ever been chased by a wild animal, Outer Counties and Roy, we're looking at you.
There it is.
704-570-9595. Or you can also text that number, 704-570-9595. Lorraine, you're going to love this. A man in Germany was in danger and had to call 911 when he was being chased by a baby squirrel.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. They got the call last week from a man panicked that the tiny animal wouldn't stop following him around. Police arrived at the scene where the squirrel ultimately ended the pursuit by laying down and then going to sleep.
Aww.
What? It laid down and went to sleep.
That would be my dream, is to have a little squirrel follow me around and be like, come here, buddy.
The squirrel just wanted a cuddle, buddy.
You're not far off.
This is no lie. I used to leave breadcrumbs and my back door open to see if I could get a squirrel into my house.
I know. You love squirrels.
She had ants galore, though.
I did. And flies.
So listen to this, Roy. You're not far off. A cuddle buddy, yes. It turns out that the squirrel was the one that actually needed the help. According to animal experts, it often happens that when squirrels lose their mothers, they look for a replacement, and sometimes they focus their efforts on one person or one animal.
Aww.
The squirrel is now in care of an animal rescue center, and police have posted a picture of him on Facebook. The baby squirrel chase is the second police-involved squirrel incident. Last month, a London woman called the cops after she heard loud noises in her home and suspected a burglar. However, it turned out to be a rogue squirrel.
Really?
Why can't this ever happen to me?
You say you want a squirrel, but I heard that they're kind of aggressive.
So am I. We're a match made in heaven.
You should have seen us talking about logos off the air.
Oh, my God.
You would have thought it was the most important conversation of our life.
Hey, you were all in, too.
I am. I'm very passionate about the way we look.
What wild animal chased you? 704-570-9595.
All right, let's bring in Micah. Micah, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Hi, Micah. You got chased by...
Well, it was actually my dad. He got chased by a raccoon.
Raccoon? Yeah, those are pretty vicious animals.
It was during the day, and
it literally, he had to run away from it. And he had to throw things at it to try to get it to stop. He's been in the woods like his whole life, and he had never had anything like that happen.
Yeah, that's crazy. He was in the woods when it happened? That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, it was right behind our house.
Okay. Hmm. Amanda's boss lives up in Belmont, the Ballantine of Gaston County, as you know. And he ran from a fox. And I think he jumped on his car to get away from it. And the thing jumped up there and bit him in the butt.
Are you serious?
I swear.
Was it rabid?
I think it was.
Oh, that's not good. He needed shots after that.
I think it was.
Someone just texted the studio and said that the first time they were mowing a lawn at 14, they got chased by a wild turkey, ended up falling in a hole and breaking their ankle.
Oh,
only
my gosh.
Come to find out it was the neighbor's turkey.
Like a pet turkey?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He fell into a hole? Like a well? I mean, like, how big was
like
the hole?
A divot in the grass, you know?
Hello? Help me
the
out!
The turkey's trying to tell his owner, Timmy fell down the well!
All right, we'll take more phone calls on what chased you.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
So many items on the back-to-school list. The one thing that's on your list that's easy is a back-to-school haircut from Great Clips. With 83 locations in the Charlotte area, there's a Great Clips salon near you. And with online check-in, you could save time. So download the free app or visit greatclips.com. Check the wait time, check in, use the time to go get your school supplies. And then when you arrive, you'll be at or near the top of the list. For a great back-to-school haircut, the answer is easy. Great Clips, it's going to be great.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
A squirrel chased a guy in Germany, and he called 911. The small squirrel, supposedly, after it loses its mother, tries to buddy up to something else, whether it's a human or an animal, experts say. And that's why he was following him, kind of as the alpha squirrel.
That's sweet. It's my dream to have a squirrel follow me.
But he called 911 on him.
But I kind of feel like if I was being chased by a squirrel, they're like big rats. Can't you just...
It was a baby squirrel. I'm sure it wasn't even big.
Couldn't you just kick him if they're trying to?
Roy,
hang on. If they're trying to attack you,
Nicole's like, let me see you get out of this one.
Yeah. if a squirrel is trying to attack you,
attacking him.
But if he thought it was, couldn't you just kick it
before you kick at it? You can wave your hands and say, "Get away! I'm not kicking it like a football."
If anything's attacking me, I am going to do something to save myself.
Attacking is a strong word, first of all. It's a baby.
Right. Well, I'm not saying kick this specific baby squirrel. I'm just saying if I thought any animal that was like a rat, I'll even take a raccoon.
A pigeon. Remember sure. I told you I saw the homeless guy punch the pigeon out of the air?
Yeah. But if any animal is trying to attack me, kick it. It seems like that might help. You know, because they say that whenever you're face to face with a shark, just punch it in the nose.
Yeah.
It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen, if I may. Like, it was my Moby Dick. When I was in Bryant Park sitting there waiting for a friend to meet me in New York City, a homeless man was walking through. The pigeon flew up because they're all on the ground eating crumbs, flew up and like went to the guy's face without missing a beat, without flinching. He punched the pigeon to the ground and kept walking.
Oh my God. See, that part is mean. I wouldn't do that.
Come on.
It was unbelievable
that
though.
He had the skill to actually hit it.
Yeah. And then
didn't even look back. Yeah.
What animal chased you? That's what we're on here. This is not an animal abuse conversation. Believe me, we love animals.
Yeah. I love animals to death.
704-57.
Wrong choice of words.
Oh.
Hey, Nicole.
Is she even listening to us?
Hey. No, because she would have been in here in a heartbeat.
Are you listening to us? Oh, good. No. Okay. We can tell. What didn't you guys say? What's your least most recent save, you and Lauren? You did something recently.
A baby bunny.
A baby bunny.
Oh.
Well, but it wasn't us. We had a baby bunny nest in our apartment complex. And one of our neighbors in our apartment complex found one of the baby bunnies away from the nest. And we ran into them when that happened. So then we gave her the crate that we saved Herbert, our squirrel.
Right.
And so now hopefully she saved the baby bunny.
By the way, Nicole and I are neighbors. I never see endangered wildlife.
South End, by the way.
I must blow right past
it. You know where I see it?
Where do you see it?
On the light rail.
I walk on the light rail. I never see any endangered animals.
Yeah, it's like Nicole lives in Ash County.
Yeah, she.
But to be fair, Roy's like social awareness of what's going on around him not fantastic.
That's true.
Andy in Gastonia, good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. What chased you?
I had two things that chased me. One was a buck. I was walking down the railroad track. I sneak around now. I hear something behind me, and I turn around, and it's like this big freaking 8-point buck.
Whoa.
It starts chasing me.
Andy's got an infectious laugh. I love it.
Yeah. I ended up having to turn around and just stand my ground because he would not quit chasing me. He would not leave me alone.
What do you mean you stood your ground?
I couldn't go nowhere. I was on the railroad track.
It's a buck. So I wouldn't want to get
stuck. I turned around and just kind of stood my ground. And eventually he just kind of tilted his head down and then he just walked off.
Oh, man. I don't know if I'd stand down a buck with
me neither.
Especially an 8-pointer. Those things would hurt if he rammed into you.
Man, I didn't know what else to do. I didn't have nowhere to go. I was on the railroad track.
You didn't have pee on yourself, did you? Because
I'm telling you, my heart was going to hurt. Because I know what they can do. I know what they're capable of.
Yeah, they're strong. Thanks, they're strong Andy. Animals. Have you ever seen two deers go at it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like to death.
What is the thing with the deer urine for hunters?
Yeah, you put it on your boots.
You put the dough.
You sprinkle some urine on your boots.
Why?
I don't know. Something with the scent. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
And you're supposed to
put it on your boots.
And you're supposed to leave your hunting clothes, like, outside for 2 weeks prior to you going hunting. So it doesn't smell like house or anything.
Mm.
Lisa, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Lisa?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, God, this was like 20 years ago. I grew up in upstate New York, and on a Girl Scout trip, we got chased by a bunch of geese.
Yeah, geese are always on the hunt, man.
It was like it had rained overnight, and all of our tents were flooded, so it was like 4:30 in the morning, and we're like, it was actually at Six Flags Darien Lake, and one of the girls with us took a picture of this flock of geese, and the flash like startled them, and this whole like herd of geese just started chasing us all over the campground, and we ended up hiding in the bathhouse for probably about 30 minutes until we were sure that they weren't out there anymore.
Geese are mean.
They are.
Yeah.
Were they making their noise?
Yeah, they were.
Do it, Roy.
It was kind of funny, but kind of really scary at the same time.
Thanks, Lisa.
You know,
thanks for sharing.
We have that little pond up by our house, and we have a ton of geese up there. And when I was a big sister for Big Brothers Big Sisters, I took my little there to feed the geese, thinking it would be like a nice, sweet thing.
Yeah.
And they attacked us. So I'm like holding her over her head, getting bitten by geese. It was awful.
Run for it!
Yeah.
Hey, gosh, I've been sitting on this for a while, and I wanted to bring it up to you guys, but so much has been going on in our show that we haven't done it. My brother was in the studio not too long ago. So when my family gets together, things are discussed, and I found out something that I had no idea, and my brothers did it to me.
Didn't your wife just say not to bring up the family
anymore?
This
is my family, though.
Okay. Pretty sure that was a conversation that we just had.
Mm-hmm. My family, my issue, Roy. I can do this.
Okay.
But I found out my brothers did something to me. And I guess it was so traumatic, I blocked it out. But I want to share it with you guys coming up in just about 4 minutes.
Okay. Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It's not National Siblings Day, but my family was in right before baby Ruby was born. And by the way, baby Ruby is going to be 2 weeks old today.
Aww. Congratulations.
Yep. Born at 1 a.m. Thank you. And when my brothers were in town, we get together and, you know, obviously with my mom and dad sitting there, we all talk about old times. And it is really fun when you do that. But something that I completely blocked out, completely forgot till they brought it up was, And this is what I want you guys to call in about. If you have a sibling, what did your siblings do to you, your older siblings? Like, what kind of harassment did they do to you? 704-570-9595. My brothers told me that I was adopted to the point where I went and asked my parents if it was true. And my parents were like, no. But then my brothers kept it going. And I completely forgot about this. And they're like, no, you are. They just don't want to tell you. How mean is that?
That's really mean.
That is really mean.
I was probably 8.
That's real. And you believed it.
Of course I did. And I was happy, Roy, because I wasn't part of the crazy family.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm joking. I did say that to them. Well, now I wish it was true. You guys are crazy. But you know what? They were teenagers, so they were doing it in good fun just to kind of, you know, have fun with their younger brother. It's what happens. But I know that there's other stories out there. When your siblings, what do they do to you growing up? 704-570-9595. Can you relate?
I think I was the torturer. My brother Vinny is 7 years younger than me. So after he was able to walk and like he was a little bit more than a toddler, I used to try to put baby clothes on him and put him in my stroller and stroll him around. Like he was my baby doll.
Are you serious?
Does he remember that?
I don't think so.
No.
He's probably blocked it out too.
Did your mom tell him to stop? Or tell you to stop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to do it to the dog, to my brother. Like, anyone who could be a baby doll was a baby doll.
Roy, your sister Alyssa, anything?
Yeah. I've done something pretty mean to her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And she's the older sister. You would have thought it would. So, my sister would sometimes have... This is so bad. I'm going to sound like an awful human.
No, it's okay because this is what siblings do to each other.
I got angry about something, and my sister had frizzy hair from time to time. And so I drew a picture of her with a big poof ball of hair. And I posted it up everywhere in her room. It's the worst thing. Yeah. And I so regret that. Now, to get me back, she called me Dumbo with my big ears for I don't know how long. But yeah, but nothing else other than really that. I probably blocked it out. I probably need a lot of therapy with my childhood.
So my brothers are 1 year apart from each other, Rich and Kev. And Kev always had girlfriends. Rich never really did. Rich was more of an athlete. Kev was more of like, I don't know, he was always with girls. And I think at some point Rich was jealous because I vaguely remember, and I don't know if Rich would ever remember this, but I vaguely remember him mocking one of Kevin's girlfriends because she had a big head, he called it. So he put me on his shoulders and put my head on top of his, and he was going around going, look, I'm your girlfriend.
It's so mean.
So mean. But it's what brothers and siblings do to each other.
Yeah, we're awful to each other.
It's like, it is a form of bullying, but there's something, it's like a rite of passage when you're a sibling.
Yeah.
Everybody goes through it. Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi.
So, when I was younger, I was like terrified of the ladders for the bunk beds. Yep. And my brother was like, well, let me put her up on the top bunk and walk out of the room. So my brother used to do that.
And you would just be petrified because you wouldn't go down the ladder.
No. Yeah. I'd be stuck up there. Like one time he left me up there for like a good 15 minutes and I was like freaking out. I was so scared.
Aww. Mom!
Yeah. Get her down!
Okay, yeah, uh-huh. Why'd you put her up there?
Now, here's the thing, Stephanie. How's your relationship with your brother now?
It's hit or miss. Like, we have our good days, we have our bad days. We're like 4 years apart, and he's, you know, how siblings are.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, thanks, Stephanie. I feel like no matter what happened, it was all water under the bridge, although Kevin and Rich, the two older ones, still argue with each other.
I don't think that ever goes away. Vinny and I, like, I mean, we fight like brother
still
and sister.
Spat?
Yeah,
see,
we
me and
love
my
each
sister
other.
Are best friends. We never argue. Yeah,
that's,
ever.
That's cool. And I'm that way with both my brothers. Mm-hmm. Really, I don't argue. But like when the family was together a couple weeks ago and the check came, Rich and Kevin are arguing over, you know, how to break it down. You remember how that went?
The
we got thrown out of
what?
Hawthorne's Pizza.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, is it one of you two with the Chucky doll?
It was me. And it was my mom.
Yeah. Oh, it was your mom?
I hate Chucky. Like, you know, the doll.
The scary
that
doll.
That came to life and whatever. Well, my mom got a real life-size Chucky doll and used to put it, like, in my overnight bag when I would go for sleepovers and in the back of my car, even when I was 16. Like, they loved to torture me about
this. That's terrifying.
I know. scarred for life.
And they'd be like, I don't know how it moved. It must have ran there in the middle of the night.
Thanks, Mom.
Jessica and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You just heard that, Jessica. Talk to Loren.
Well, I actually also feared Chucky really, really bad when I was a kid. And at my grandparents' house in the downstairs closet, the light would automatically go out whenever you shut the door. And my brother, my cousin, and my uncle, they would all push me in the closet and shut the door and trap me in there and tell me, Chucky's coming after you.
Oh, my God.
I sympathize with you. Like, I could probably use therapy because of it today.
I mean, it took me a long time to get over it. But my uncle told me nowadays that he was just preparing me for, you know, the harsh realities of the world.
Yeah.
Preparing you to understand that dolls don't come to life.
Yeah.
I'll be your friend to the end.
Thanks, Jessica. Is that what he said?
Yeah, I think so. That's what my mom used to say to me all the time.
Jill in Albemarle, welcome. You're live with the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. My brother and I were really, really close. Like, we were 21 months apart.
Yeah.
And so he got his license when he was 16 and I was 14. And we were from a little small town, and it was really cool, like the Circle McDonald's when we were younger. So I would beg him to ride with him because I wanted to be cool too.
Right.
But he would begrudgingly let me go. And as soon as we got to McDonald's, he would make me duck.
He didn't make you duck because he didn't want to have you in the car. Yeah, you were ruining his vibe.
I just see me, yeah.
Thank you for sharing. I mean, the guy wants to roll. He doesn't want to have his sister in the car. Can you blame
him? Sibling rivalry. I mean, it's going to happen.
I remember my parents forced my sister to take me around with the friends because I had none. Dad's like, take Roy, you know, let him introduce to your friends. And her friends were so nice to me.
Yeah.
You know, awful. It was the worst.
Text message from 704 came in and says, my brothers and sisters used to tell me I was a robot and they'd have to take my batteries out at night to go recharge them.
Oh, but you wouldn't believe that.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd believe Chucky before that.
Yeah.
I'm the older sibling and my parents told me that I used to push my sister down every time she would try and get up to walk for the first time. Until she finally learned to walk, she came over and hit me. It's called payback.
Yeah.
Wait. Did work distract you from hearing parts of today's show? No worries. We have an MRL Morning Show on Demand podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.